I'm here, obviously, to develop a relationship and engagement with the local enterprise offices. I'm doing this as part of my role as Minister for Employment and Small Business. I'm travelling around the country to visit the local enterprise offices, to visit the county councils, and to look at, I suppose, the relationship that exists and the potential that exists for the local enterprise office. And what's important for me as Minister, I suppose, is to see that collaboration and see how the executive of the council, how the LEOs are performing and how they're creating jobs in the various counties where we have 31 local enterprise offices.
There was a slight amount of tension when the offices were first established, when they switched from being county development boards, particularly when the LEOs took on a lot of the responsibilities of the former leader companies, and there was some fear that the leader was being subsumed into national structures rather than being allowed to stay independent. Have those issues been ironed out, do you believe?
Well, look, there's also always legacy issues. I think the local enterprise office model that we have in place now is a very modern enterprise, dealing with the realities of, I suppose, the upturn in the economy as well. It's much better that these local offices have a relationship with the local authorities, and it's good to see that the local authorities have an economic offices in place as well, so that they can all work together. This is about collaboration. This is about everybody working together in the region to ensure that we can get the best for Donegal. And I mean, the result in Donegal is quite good. I mean, the LEOs in Donegal last year created nearly 370 jobs, and that's really above the average. The average is about 230. So the LEOs have been doing their jobs. It's important, I think, for anybody that's starting up that they would contact their local enterprise offices where the LEOs can give assistance and help in mentoring, advice on how to start up a business, advice on finance and various other areas as well. So they have proven to be quite successful in their first 2 years. Remember, this new model is only in place about 2 years, so it's going to take a little bit of time for everybody to bed in here. But I'm happy with the performance of the local enterprise offices, particularly around the country. In fact, if you look at Donegal, where I am today in Letterkenny, I was able to give €100,000 last month to the local enterprise office here in Donegal because they have a number of projects which they are waiting to start up. So that's important. And next year we have another €4 million extra. That's a 22% increase on the local enterprise office funding for LEOs around the country as well, where we hope to put some of that money into place for obviously to deal with the fallout of Brexit and other issues as well, with challenges which they face, because we are living in very uncertain times at the moment.
Does more need to be done to promote the LEOs? Michael Tunney and his team in Donegal are very public and they're very focused, and there is an awareness of what they're doing. But given that people would be more aware of, say, IDA, Enterprise Ireland, do we need to push the LEO model more just to make sure people and prospective entrepreneurs are aware that these supports are out there and they exist?
I agree with you 100%, and this is what we're doing. We've also allocated funding for the local enterprise offices around the country to do some advertising on local radio. But I mean, if you look at the LEOs here in Donegal, they created more jobs than Enterprise Ireland and the IDA here. So they are doing their job at local level. And that's what we want to do in the new action plan for jobs. And the small businesses are going to be very much part of that when we publish that document in 2017. What we want to do is to drive the recovery, not just into the regions but or into the counties, but into every community, so that people will feel the effect of this. And that's the whole focus of the action plan for jobs. And that's where the LEOs have a very important role to play, to encourage startups, to encourage entrepreneurship.